There are now 530 cases of a mysterious lung illness, including 7 deaths, reported across the country. They appear to be linked to e-cigarettes or vape pens that are used to inhale tobacco or marijuana. As researchers work to understand the connection, KUNC's Esther Honig looks into what else goes inside a vape pen.
Kelby Cross is the co-founder of Wonderleaf in Denver.
So I've actually got a couple of strains that we've already extracted pulled aside here for you.
They specialize in making marijuana concentrate. This is the stuff inside those small plastic tubes that fit into vape pens.
These are both from the same extraction.
That's like a jelly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so at room temperature, a high quality oil like this will flow like warm honey.
It may look like honey, but it smells more like a strong IPA. Marijuana vape products like these are extremely popular, but they've also been linked to most of the illnesses reported across the U.S., including at least one in Colorado.
From here, our next step is literally just to load these oils into cartridges. There is no cut, no filler, no non-cannabinoid-containing oils that we ever use.
Cross has a special process that uses CO2 to separate the THC and cannabinoids from the plant material. What's left over is this thick golden oil. He says other manufacturers might opt for a quicker route, like distilling the THC with ethanol. But then they have to use a thickening agent, oils like vegetable glycerin or propylene glycol.
It takes a lower quality product and makes it look better for longer.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not identified any one ingredient responsible for the hundreds of illnesses. But because these additives are found in both tobacco and marijuana vape products, they're a leading suspect.
We've taken the stance of no additives ever because there just isn't enough data on additives to determine whether they're safe or not.
The CDC doesn't even know if this is a new outbreak of disease or if we've just started to detect it and it's been here the whole time. But most experts agree there is a lack of oversight. Colorado's Marijuana Enforcement Division says their regulations don't apply to vaping products. And the Food and Drug Administration still does not regulate many tobacco vape products and are barred from testing anything that has marijuana in it.
Federal prohibition obstructs research.
That's Morgan Fox. He's with the National Cannabis Industry Association. Like many in the marijuana industry, it's taking this opportunity to call for legalization at the federal level.
It prevents the FDA and similar federal agencies from researching and developing safety protocols and guidelines for cannabis and cannabis products.
Fox says legalization would make these products safer. And it would replace the illegal marijuana market, where some of the affected patients reportedly bought their vape products.
I don't think the most important distinction is legal versus illegal or regulated versus unregulated.
Daniel Schodel is the medical director of disease control with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. He says it doesn't matter where you buy your vape products because there's so little research on the potential dangers.
If you don't vape, don't start. If you do vape, consider stopping.
Schodel says there are some emerging theories, and they have to do with lipids, those oils added in the vape liquid we talked about earlier.
And those oils are just cannot be inhaled. This is something that's been known to medical science for a very long time. If you bring oil into the lungs are going to shut down.
While researchers work to understand this illness, manufacturers like Kelby Cross are waiting for more information.
Because this all is all very uncharted territory, the industry has to be incredibly reactive, very, very agile, very nimble. And so far, we've demonstrated that we are.
He believes Colorado's market will eventually move on from this to provide what are hopefully safer products. Esther Honig, KUNC.